All right. Move it up where y'all can hear me a little better. All right. It's good to see everybody out tonight. I know the weather's bad and all the wonderful ice and cold. But I tell you, as far as doing mission work, Brother Ridgway picked a good time, a good place. So tonight, we're going to talk about a devotional, and I titled it, Am I Your Enemy? It's just some things I've been thinking of recently. And it's funny how we perceive things sometimes. How sometimes pride in a person's heart doesn't allow them to think clearly. You know, being an elder of the congregation for over 2 years now has taught me a lot of things. A lot about people. Well, growth continues throughout our spiritual lives. And it should. And I'm learning things daily. You all know me and the love that I have for you and the word that is in Christ. And many know that I speak frankly sometimes, to my own detriment. But I believe our yes should be yes, and our no should be no, in the Word of God. Sometimes the event rises when we as Christians may need to have a discussion either with another Christian or a non-Christian about their spiritual well-being. It's interesting to me on this topic. It's of greatest importance, but this one topic can stir more strife between brothers and sisters in Christ than anything else that we do. There is that moment when you realize it is your Christian duty to confront another with a sin or a path leading to sin, and the danger that they pose to losing their own soul. People don't like to be told that they are wrong. I don't. I know probably most of you all don't either. It's a human thing. But Proverbs 14, verse 3, if you want to follow along, it tells us, in the mouth of the foolish, a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. If you flip on over to Proverbs 16, verse 18, most of y'all can probably quote this one. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. These are stern warnings against puffing yourself up. You can see that the Word of God warns against pride many times throughout Old and New Testament. People have always had a tendency to be prideful. And I'm sure none of us are different. There are times in our lives when we feel the most proud, whether it's proud of something we've accomplished or proud of something with our children. But being prideful, we don't like to be wrong, do we? And the devil uses this as a tool. I once had a friend who told me that they didn't need to go to church, and that they didn't need to be baptized to go to heaven. To which I responded with scripture, several scriptures, calmly. Well, the yelling ensued, not from me, but at me, in front of many people, with claims of, I read my Bible, to which I should have probably kept quiet, but it welled up in me, and I looked at him and said, Did you understand it when you read? Well, they proceeded to not speak to me for 2, maybe 3 weeks before that person would speak to me again. Unfortunately, they didn't change their course because of the pride that they had in their heart. In Galatians 4, verse 16, Paul said, "Have I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?" Now think about that for a minute. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Many times when our pride is wounded, it's because somebody has told us the truth. The devil turns friends into enemies because we don't like it when they love us enough to tell us that truth. I read a book one time, I think it was on one of Brother Jerry's book reading challenges, where the author said, when you're offended as a Christian, ask yourself first, is it true? Secondly, ask yourself, if it is true, then what do I need to do to make it right? Because that's our Christian duty. Thirdly, if it's not true, why is it that my brother in Christ perceives me this way? These are all some things that we need to keep in mind. Because many times we blame other Christians for telling us words that we don't like to hear, but know that we should be doing. And we go and find others who will take our side. We may call up someone not in the church, or we may take to ever-popular social media sites to air out our dirty laundry. You know, there's a little-known fact among farmers. Pigs never like to be raised alone. They don't fare well without another pig. They like to wallow in the mire and the muck together and try to get others to join them. Much like we can do and allow ourselves to do if our pride is wounded. These are just some thoughts that came to mind as I read through Galatians chapter 4, verse 16 this week, about how we need to consider when another brother or sister in Christ is telling us things to encourage us to do better in our Christian walk. We should throw out the pride the devil puts in our hearts and study the Word to better understand what is being told to us. We should not take their side or our side. We should have the Lord's side because it was pierced for us. We could continue on into a full sermon with this one, I'm sure, but we're going to save it for another time. If you're here tonight and not a Christian, through faith, repentance, confession in Christ as the Son of God, and remission of your sins through baptism, we'd love to study with you and to help you in your journey to make your life right with God. Or, if you are a Christian who's not been walking in step with the Lord's commands and need the prayers of the church, you have that opportunity now as we stand and sing.
When we walk with